So we're here at number 9 Victoria Street with
this
Mrs.
Number 9.
Vanda Dudley and her son.
And the name of the house was Cornbrook.
Cornbrook.
Yes.
So we're at the bottom of these stairs here that you used to climb up every time.
That's right. You now came can't those stairs go up?
We will.
20
stairs.
Yeah.
So should we go up them now?
You're going up.
Let's go in.
You're going first.
Okay, I'll go first.
That's the kitchen. That's the dining room.
So should we go into the kitchen and have a look in there?
Now.
This was your kitchen.
There's no back door to get out. Never had a back door. And we would have, perhaps on the very busy time, which was August, they would have about 80 visitors. And yet there was no back door if the place would have gone on fire. I don't think they thought about it in those days.
What did this room used to look like when...
Pardon?
What did this room used to look like?
Well, it was the old-fashioned fireplace with the ovens on each side, I think.
Would you have a table in here or anything like that?
Oh, yes, yes, have a table. And there'd be 9 of us sitting round it.
What would be the wall colours and the paper and the carpet?
I can't remember. I doubt if there'd be carpet in here. It would be oilcloth, lino or whatever. Yes, I can't remember.
What was this room here in your day?
Pardon?
Was this room here in your day? Or
yes,
did they make it?
No, the room was here. And I think there was a door there led out onto a little three-cornered yard out there. And we used to have a boiler in here.
What would you do in this room?
Peeling potatoes and shelling peas and getting everything ready for visitors. Used to come up for dinner in those days, it wasn't lunch. And they used to come up and all come back for dinner. They'd have brought their chops, lamb chops or fish or whatever. And my mother used to have to cook it all.
And so then you'd be in here peeling the vegetables?
Yes, yeah. Shelling peas. And while we shelled the peas, 3 of us, my other sister and my brother, and we had to sing while we were shelling the peas so they knew we weren't eating them. To buy the potatoes and the vegetables all in hundredweights.
And would you put them here, or would they be stored somewhere else?
Both here, yes. I'd probably up in Duke Street, I suppose, or Farmers, I'm not sure.
Now going into what was the dining room.
Yes, this is the dining room. That seat wasn't there then. But the window was there. We had a lovely view, didn't we? And this would be long table there.
This is along the wall, looking along with the fireplace.
Yes.
Do you remember those tiles there?
Sideboard. Oh, no. They could have been. Those are old, aren't they? They could have been the tiles. And then there was the sideboard, big sideboard along there.
This
I can remember
that. Parallel to the street and opposite.
And when you opened the sideboard doors, inside there'd be a shelf for one, another shelf for another, and they kept their sugar and we supplied the milk. They used to bring their own stuff, go home. You see, that's the same skirt and board. They were all high like that.
Did you and your sisters have to dust them all?
Oh, yes. My job on a Saturday morning was doing the, you've heard me say, haven't you, I used to do the candlesticks, and they put, I had to clean it, take the old bit of candlestick out, greasy, wash them, scrape it out, put a clean candle in, and three matches. And then after they'd use the matches, they had to buy their own box.
What else would be in this room?
There's been more or less another sideboard, a settee there. I can remember that. And there was all another table along there.
In the middle of the
and
room.
And one along here. And bedford chairs. We used to look out of here, but this wasn't there then. This wasn't there. We just used to go and stand. Now, the Villiers Hotel came right up here. See, you couldn't see through there. And I could see, we could see through the windows, the chefs cooking meals. They'd be waving across. We would wave back. And along here was the railway line of the tram cars coming up and down. Along here, and then it went up Prospect Hill and along Woodburn Road and down York Road, you know where they are? Yeah, down York Road and in at the bus station, which would be the tram station then.
You learned to dance in this room?
To dance. One sister teaching me.
And in the winter?
In the winter, oh yes. This had got to earn money in the summer, this room. Yes, but we had electric in here. Then the room in the next room was a sitting room, which we kept for ourselves.
We're going through there now.
My mum wasn't too well. Once or twice she had a bit of heart trouble. And the bed was a long... She kept a bed for about 6 weeks. And but this was our room then. For good high rooms, weren't they?
You can still see the old rose in the ceiling.
Yes, yes. Old-fashioned then, yes, weren't they?
What would this room look like and what furniture would be here?
Well, the bed was here and Mother's table was there in the corner. And dressing table would be there in the window. And a wardrobe just there in the corner. Now, I got into trouble. One day, I got my bottom slapped in this room. We had three people that stayed with us all summer, and they had they sold crabs, lobsters, and all those. When they went, they stayed with us all summer, and when they went, they gave us, my sister and brother, now they gave us half a crown each. Well, we used to get tips from the visitors in the summer, and we had a money box. And I came in from school, these three visitors gave us half a crown each, and I came in and I supposed to put the three half crown, and I put three pennies in. And my mum said, she was in bed ill at the time, and she said, pass me your box. It was the end of the summer, and I passed it. I said, I've put me half crown, said. And she said, pass me a money box. So I had to pass it. And when she opened it, she'd emptied it that morning. And there was nothing in but three pence. I'd spent the money at school.
And this was the room in which she slapped you?
Yes. We always called this the sitting room. And that was the dining room.
Landing. What would this have looked like? And who would have been around
well,
here?
Well, just somewhere. I fancy there's somewhere along that wall there to put their coats up. When they came in to save them going upstairs, because some of them were a bit like me, you know, get a bit elderly.
What colours would it have been? Would it have been dark or light?
Oh, it would be light, because you'd got electric light here, but after that there was no electric up there.
Where? Upstairs?
Upstairs.
What?
No, only candles, with a candlestick in every room.
And would these banisters have been polished instead of painted, or were
only
they painted?
Only wood they'd be. Yeah. We'd to polish all here in the spring. Yes. You had to... We always did big spring cleaning. You going upstairs, are you?
Yes.
You go first then.
Okay.
These were the best rooms, these.
We're in a front bedroom with a bay window looking onto Victoria
yes.
Street on the second floor. And it's about 8 by 12 foot or something like that. Yeah. And these were the best rooms.
Yes, but they didn't just take two, a husband and wife. They would say perhaps take four women, wives, and the four men would sleep in another room.
How many beds were in this room?
Pardon?
How many beds?
I would say there'd be one, big one, I think, in here. Probably there'd be, I think that was a bigger room.
What, with four people in the bed?
That's
probably.
Yeah, this has got no seat in the window, you see. Has it? Get a good view. There was always a policeman on duty down at the Jubilee Clock. In fact, the policeman that was down there, He really sent us a lot of visitors, because they would go, they didn't book the same in those days. They would go up to the policeman and say, do you know where we can get lodgings?
So your mum always made sure he got a cup of tea?
Oh yes, yes, they all got
the prom,
cup of tea. Yeah.
Well,
that's for the running. Yeah. What furniture would be in this room?
But
what other furniture apart from the bed?
Well, there'd be a bed and a wardrobe. Probably some rooms, if you couldn't get a wardrobe in, they would get a rail. Perhaps, say, across there. But a rail or a curtain, then they could hang their clothes up.
Across the alcove by the fireplace.
Yes, people didn't have the same clothes then as they have today.
In the best room in the house.
You could get some visitors in here, couldn't you, sleeping?
How many
well,
people?
Roughly, I would say you could get four women, probably, and then they might have two or four children between them. So they could put two double beds in here, and some little beds for kiddies. They brought all the family with them then.
So how would this room have been laid out?
I'd say there'd be two double beds, perhaps one there and one along there.
One at each end of the long axis.
And then put the children here.
In the corner near where the fireplace would
have
been.
Yes, yes. Oh yes, this was the best bedroom in the house. There was another bedroom somewhere, but they called it the dark room.
Shall we go and have a look for that later?
Yes, and my mum and dad, that was their bedroom. They always had a bed. Us children, we had to sleep where we could.
Did you ever sleep in this room?
Pardon?
Did you ever sleep in this room?
No, only in the winter, yeah. My mum and dad had the next one, but with seven of us. See, us girls could sleep in this one. Room?
The long room.
Long room.
At the back of the house, but it's quite sunny.
Oh, yes, yes. You can't see out the window, can you?
They put frosted glass in.
Oh, had they?
But in your day, that would have been clear.
Oh, yes, yes. And net curtains up everywhere. They all came down in the spring. We washed them. Yes.
And what would have been in this room?
I would say a bed down there. And then you've got your wardrobe here. And if not, they'd have a thing across there and a curtain down.
So the wardrobe at the end of the rectangle.
Yes. You wouldn't... you didn't supply everybody with the wardrobe.
So you had names for a lot of the rooms, which you'd use among yourselves.
It
the long room,
be
the dark
one,
room.
One, two, three, but this was always the long room, I think, yeah. I remember there's called one the long room, I presume this is it. Yes. And then otherwise it was one, two, three, four, if you wanted. We only had jugs and basins in. No, I think this was...
We were off the landing, so...
Yes. This is, seems a bit big to me to be just a bathroom because there was only one washhand basin then. I suppose they were supposed to have a bath before they left home and that had to do them till they got back. If they might have gone swimming or something.
Anything of the view that's the same? Looking out over Douglas Harbour. You can see the gas holder.
That was up the back of the restaurant next door. We could never get out that way.
No wonder you could take all the large people with large rooms like this. This room must being an estate agent.
They used to come back year after year.
It's about, well, 20 feet?
Probably a bit less.
A bit less than 20 feet by about 12 or 13. And you can see the chimney breasts at one end, and there's a double sash window looking out from Victoria Street.
You see, the Villiers came up more than that. It came up too. There were shops across. Oh, just come up to there. And there were shops across there. Up at the corner of 4th Street, there was Blakemore's musical shop, sold organs and pianos. And then there were three restaurants. Three, and then... I'm trying to think what the shop on the corner was. I can remember seeing it, but I can't remember his name.
And the traffic in Victoria Street's all cars now, but it must have been different.
Yes.
You would have had the trams and...
Two tram lines, one up and one down.
And horses?
Pardon?
Do they still use horses?
No. Unless the Bredman came, you know, that was Philip Sherman's and Windsor Road. But the tram line, like, it's a hole in the middle, and there's a rail drops down. That rail went with the car. Well, we used to run out of here and bring a sheet of newspaper and drop it down through that line. And it came up and it seemed to cross over the tram line. And we ran up to school at the side of it. That was mine, that was yours, and somebody else's. Until we ran in from the depot and left our paper in the line, and we weren't supposed to do that. We were supposed to take it out. So they went into the headmaster and complained, and we then had to stop it.
It was a nice game while it lasted.
Yeah.
Mr. Dudley just said.
fitted carpet then. It was only a runner. We used to have to polish those sides.
Did you ever use
tape? See, there's how the width of the carpet. But what would that be? 18 inches? Think of those long nails polishing the side.
How often did you polish down there?
Well, I actually used to get out of it because I used to go down the prom play. Being the youngest, you see. It's been some years since I was in here.
We're just going up to the... No, we're not even up at the top story yet. We're on the third floor and there's still one more. Just going up to the attic where Mrs. Dudley used to sleep with her sisters in the summertime. A great many very narrow stairs. And up in the roof, the rooms start to have a lot of beams in. The walls slope and the windows are set into the roof itself. They're more skylights than windows. In one of the bedrooms here at the very top of the house, the beam that supports the roof runs right through the room. The floorboards are still showing some traces of their original dark stain. And even though the room is clearly in the roof, it's still quite light and airy. Seems a long way down to Victoria Street. Now moving into rooms at the back, I can see clearly again more roof construction. It's timbers with massive iron stanchions supporting them. They look at least 10 inches square, much more for the top one. It looks like it's a foot square. Looking at the windows at the back, you can clearly see the harbour. The pigeons. And this room looks like it was once two small bedrooms. On the floor, you can see the pattern of where there was a lath and plaster wall. And most of the walls at this level are constructed of lath and plaster. There also don't seem to have been any fireplaces up here, because unlike the rooms lower down, which had fireplace stones, hearth stones remaining that you could see, these rooms have got no evidence that there was any form of permanent heating. I'm standing in front of the doorway to the adjacent boarding house that was made in several years after Mrs. Dudley left, probably for a subsequent enlargement or the tourist board offices. And I can see that the thickness of the wall is about 2 foot thick between the two houses. I'm now standing in one of the front bedrooms in the top story, looking out of the skylight, and I can see the cornice and pediment on what is the dormer window of the room next door. It's a stuccoed on the front, hung with slates on the side and lead flashing. Solidly built but clearly suffering from many years of strong weathering, and a lot of damp has found its way into the room. Interestingly, I can observe that the construction inside the room, there's a very fussy wall feature in the corner with angles, corners, beams, and so clearly the outside appearance was very important, and the room inside was subservient to that need. Clearly these rooms were not intended for occupation by guests, as Mrs. Dudley has said.